All right, agenda item number seven, discussion and possible action on the Sugar Land wastewater contract. Trey Busby, Regional Customer Relations Business Manager, Central Basin.
Chairman, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today. I've got a couple of action items I'm going to present to you. One is a request of the general manager to negotiate and execute a contract with the city of Sugar Land. I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now
okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
Not better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'll start over again. Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity. I've got a couple of action items today I'm going to present to you. One is a request to authorize the general manager, CEO, to execute a contract with the city of Sugar Land for operations, maintenance, and management of their wastewater treatment facilities and reclaimed water facilities. The second part of that request is authorization for the general manager and CEO or CFO to execute a letter of credit with the city of Sugar Land for the purposes of securing BRA's performance under the contract. The Brazos River Authority has had a successful 43-year history in the city of Sugar Land, and we've got an opportunity to continue that with the operation of their wastewater treatment facilities. In November 2017, the city issued a request for proposals for contract operation, maintenance, and management of their wastewater treatment plants and reclaimed water facilities. BRA was a successful respondent, and Sugar Land has initiated contract negotiations. As part of that contract, there's four wastewater treatment plants and one reclaimed water facility. We currently operate two of the plants and the reclaimed water facility. The contract will have a five-year term with 2-3-year renewal options. In order to secure the contract and guarantee BRA's performance, the BRA will need to obtain a letter of credit in the amount of $2.7 million. That cash will be restricted under the letter of credit, but we will still be able to invest that money and earn income on the restricted cash. Also, part of the negotiations will include a management fee under the contract. Here's a map of the city of Sugar Land. BRA currently operates the Sugar Land North plant and the Sugar Land South plant, and there's a reclaimed water facility that's in conjunction with the South plant. There's two additional facilities that the city acquired through annexation in the last couple of years. One is the New Territory Wastewater Treatment Plant, and the other is the Greatwood Wastewater Treatment Plant. And those are the two other wastewater treatment plants that will be under the contract. So we have four wastewater treatment facilities and then one reclaimed water facility. I've got a resolution to read, but if there's any questions, we can answer those.
Seeing no questions, read your resolution, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Whereas the Brazos River Authority has operated the wastewater treatment plants for the city of Sugar Land for a period of 43 years, and its current operations contract set to expire on September 30th, 2018. Whereas the Brazos River Authority participated in the city of Sugar Land's procurement process to select an operator for a new contract, parentheses contract, close parentheses, and was awarded the contract. Whereas the contract included a provision requiring the selected vendor to provide a performance bond in connection with the Brazos with services, in connection with the services, but due to the Brazos River Authority status as a governmental entity, we were unable to obtain a performance bond under reasonable terms. Whereas in lieu of obtaining a performance bond, the city of Sugar Land agreed to accept a letter of credit in an amount equal to the Brazos River Authority's first year expenses under the contract, with such letter of credit to be renewed annually during the term of the contract, with such amount subject to an annual CPI adjustment in accordance with the terms of the contract. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract for the operation, maintenance, and management of the City of Sugar Land's wastewater treatment plants and reclaimed water facility and any extensions to the contract. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, and or CFO to execute an irrevocable standby letter of credit in favor of the City of Sugar Land for the purpose of securing the Brazos River Authority's performance under the contract for the operation, maintenance, and management of the City of Sugar Land's wastewater treatment plants and reclaimed water facility, and be it further resolved that the letter of credit will be in the amount of 2 $1,700,000, which reflects the Brazos River Authority's estimated first-year fees under the terms of the contract and shall be renewed annually throughout the term of the contract, including any renewal periods, with such amount being subject to an annual CPI adjustment, which shall be calculated in accordance with the terms of the contract.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to accept? Rick, seconded by Talis. Please poll the board.
Person, Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.